Welcome, welcome everyone to the 8-Bit Show. I'm your host, Frank.
You're not the host.
Oh, I guess you want to do this? I guess you are.
You can be the host. You want to host?
I'm a host.
I'm a host.
A hostess.
With the mostess.
Hostess cupcakes.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Sorry.
Do you not approve of hostess cupcakes? Cupcakes.
They're okay.
Out.
Banned forever.
I like zebra cakes.
Zebra cakes are really good.
Zebra cakes are good.
Before we continue.
Fancy cakes. Fancy cakes are really good.
I like
what are the fancy cakes?
It's like the white cakes with the frosting.
It's exactly like the zebra cake, except for it's different color.
It's not chocolate. Yeah, it's vanilla. Okay. And they're square.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Those are really good.
I like those Swiss rolls.
You know, I used to not like Swiss rolls a whole lot, but you just add a little bit of milk.
Well, you definitely need
completely
a glass of milk.
Completely different.
I think you need
it's
a glass
delicious.
Of milk for any of that stuff.
Not any of it. But
I don't like the taste of milk.
I do. I just can't drink any.
Yeah.
Well, I can't drink a lot of it at least.
I love milk.
I think I just got burnt out because that was like all I drank when I was little. And that's why I reached max height by like 9. And then after that, I was like, no, I'm good.
Yeah, I was pretty obsessed with milk when I was little. But I reached my max height when I was like 7, so.
I stopped growing. From ages like 3 to 4, I didn't grow for like a year.
Weird. They thought you were going to stop there?
The doctors had...
Is it normal? Is it just like...
Oh, no, the doctors had put me on so many steroids that my body had literally stopped growing for a year. That's why I'm so short.
What
I should
age?
Be like 2 to 3 inches taller.
Well, that doesn't make you much taller.
Sometimes it makes the difference.
2 to 3 inches is
yeah,
2 to 3 inches.
But we're pretty short. I mean, I know that I'm shorter than
Talk
you.
Talk about yourself.
I'm just saying.
I'm not short.
Sure.
I'm sorry. How tall are you?
Some people.
How tall are you?
5'5".
Yeah.
So how tall are you?
I'm like... So
you're like
I thought
four.
That I was 5'4", but there's a chance I could be shorter than that. I might be like 5'3". I don't know.
Well, you are getting older.
I might be shrinking. I know my mom's shrinking.
Yeah.
And she's like, it's like I have to look further down when I talk to her every year that goes by. kidding. It's not that bad. Before we continue on... these other lovely people talking. It's Christian.
Can't say my name.
And Ashley.
I don't know why. I'm in like a weird feisty mood today. You just forgive me.
Well, that was it. Just a laugh.
Just a laugh. So yeah. We're here to talk to you about not video games.
Our boring weeks.
Yeah. Our adult lives. Yep. I mean... debatable how adult we are.
I am very adult.
He's so confrontational today. He's right.
I am extremely adult. The most adult.
Well,
people have told me the most adult person you've ever seen.
That's true. When I think of the most adult person I know, it's always you.
Yeah, see?
Confirmed.
I'll take it back on Twitter here a little bit ago. I never said those words.
No, isn't there like a some sort of like government scale for like what constitutes adulthood? And there's
18.
Like, no. Like there's a whole thing where it's like,
yeah, it's called age, Frankie.
No. There's like degrees to it.
You gotta be more adult to buy alcohol, though.
No, there's like
you can serve our country,
like,
though.
Right. There's like these weird little criteria, and I think it's like a CDC thing, like how they kind of separate people into groups, you know, or something like that. It's just for classification. It's not like, yes, this makes you an adult, but it's just ways that they can classify
people a little bit
easier.
My favorite one is when someone says, oh, I'm so good at adulting. If you say that, you're not an adult.
Correct. Seriously. And I think it's things like, you know, you have to be married, have kids, hold down a certain job, like maybe for a certain amount of time. I can't remember what it is. There's all these weird little criteria that they
F marriage, F kids. Good job. I'll do the job stuff.
Yeah,
I'll do the job stuff.
That's all I got going on.
Good job stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I don't know. It was just interesting because it's just like, oh, so that just like totally invalidates so many people from being quote unquote adults. That's nice, government.
Well, it was probably established in like the 50s.
Probably.
Yeah, when everyone had kids.
Yeah.
Like seven.
That was what you were supposed to do.
Did you know that our population, like everyone was so worried that our population was just going to keep like doubling and doubling and doubling and doubling. That our growth was just going to go so fast that we were definitely going to destroy everything.
Like China.
Yeah. Well, it's like leveled out now.
Huh.
There's like to death to birth is almost equal now.
Really?
But it's all the like people that shouldn't be having kids are the ones that are doing it.
Well, yes. The stupidity is definitely increasing.
They're like, maybe we shouldn't have kids. All the stuff going on, or you know, I just don't want to.
What I was watching,
man, I am not ready to have a kid. I cannot quite support the child.
I was watching
like me,
some stand-up comedian. But... He was like, "What are you saying?" He was like, "It's harder to order a pizza than
Steve Hofstetter."
Yeah,
Steve Hofstetter, his thing on child pregnancy.
Yeah, and there's like a heckler that's like bullshit, and he's like, "Oh yeah." What did he say? When's the last time you accidentally ordered a pizza?
There.
Good stuff.
The funny part is, like, that heckler, like, I don't think he could have planned it any better. Like, people give him so much shit for thinking that was a, like, planted person.
Mm-hmm.
Because they literally went with the material. Like, he couldn't have wrote it better himself if he tried.
Yeah.
Like, she stuck with it. It got so bad. Obviously, you have children.
Yeah. So, how have you guys been?
All right.
You started a new job?
Yeah, 2 weeks into my new job.
Yeah. How's it going?
Yeah, just doing training classes.
Learning all the things?
Yeah. I'm playing all the cards I know. Trying to like be friendly to as many people as I can.
Yeah.
Make sure my name gets known.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
I'm doing everything I can for the advancement part of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really easy.
How much more training do you got to go through?
3 more weeks.
Wow. That's
it's a 5-week training course. And I'm sitting here at the end of week 2, like I think I'm ready. I got this, guys.
Put me in the game, coach.
Yep.
I'm ready, coach. You put me in. There's a bit more to learn, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know, some of our training is a bit weird. There's one part that, like, completely contradicts each other, like, immediately after. It's not even, like, a different section. It's literally one sentence and the next sentence. Both of them are contradicting each other. For instance, it's for direct deposit, setting up a direct deposit.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to set up direct deposit and you're non-military or government person, you can go through the main website.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next sentence is, if you are military and government, you have to go through this website. The non-military works, and the military, those are the differences. But government employees pop up in both. And I'm like, okay, you can't have it both ways, guys. Right. It's either one or the other. You need to tell me which one.
Yeah.
That but always, I guess it means that, like, the government employee could go either way.
Okay. I guess
it makes either sense. One is kind of the way I took it afterwards. But I did bring it up, like, this is a huge discrepancy in this training program. Like,
please clarify better.
Yep. Yeah, but, you know, I always feel like trainers should be taking notes on that stuff. Because that, I mean, things like that have to come up, like, every time, you know, because things just get rewritten and oversight, yada, yada.
It makes for a lot of questions that I tend to ask.
Yeah.
I ask a lot of questions. I'm not sure
or maybe
if the trainer is getting mad at me.
To see if you're paying attention.
Yeah.
I don't know if the trainer's in there mad at me or what. because I ask a lot of questions. excuse me. But I also like, for instance, it took a ridiculous amount of time for us to get our credentials to log into our systems.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, it took us a ridiculous amount of time for our class to just figure out how to log in. I'm talking like 6 hours.
Wow.
Over the course of 2 days.
Yeah. At my office, there was excuse me, two people that legitimately couldn't figure out how to clock in and out.
Wow.
And they'd been there for like 6 months.
What?
And it was still like an ongoing issue that they couldn't do it correctly.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of the people in my class, I'm just like, how are you even here? It's just a simple login to like the Windows, and you need to remember one more login for all the the program.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's why the training is so long, to weed out all of the people that aren't going to make it.
I don't know, because we don't fail on tests. You can fail. An 85 or lower is technically a fail, but they're not going to fire you because of it. You just don't get good positions. You don't get good shit. So I was all worried about that. I got a 90 on the first time I took our first assessment. And I was like, okay, that's pretty good. And then I started freaking out the next day because people are getting like 93s and stuff. And I'm like, no. Can I retake the test? And I did.
And I did.
I got a 96, so I'm tied with three people, and there's only one above us with a 97. So I'm okay there. I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Yeah, I participate more and have more of a class presence than the 97 does.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm confident that I can still manage to snake away the first position from her.
Yeah.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
No, and like training people in our office, it's really frustrating when people don't ask questions and they're like, oh yeah, I got it. And then they're out on their own and then they just screw everything up. And I'm like, we went over this and I asked you if you had questions and I asked you if you understood it. And you said you did. You clearly did not.
I ask a lot of questions and, you know, I try and learn as much as I can from it because I want to be good at my job.
Yeah.
I have a really good work ethic and being good at my job is a part of that.
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Anything else exciting going on?
Not really. I'm waiting for my brother to have his babies.
Yeah.
Mm.
Other than that, I've been watching old Marvel movies.
Me too.
Winter Soldier. I just watched.
It's a good one.
It is a good one.
It's better than I remembered it being.
Yeah. It's one of my favorites. I really like the Captain America movies.
I love Bucky Barnes. I don't know why I like him so much.
I think for like whole trilogies, the Captain America trilogy like is the best. Because every single one of those I legitimately liked.
Yep, the first one's good. The second one is great. And then the third, Civil War, is just amazing.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, Killian and Andy are trying to go through them again, or trying to catch up now.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny. I talked to my mom on the phone, and she said my brother went to go see Infinity War.
Yeah.
And now he's all mad because he has to go back and watch 18 other movies. And I was like, well, you see, if you just would have watched them in the first place, like some people did, you'd be right there on page.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd be crying still, but...
Yep.
So much death.
So much...
So much.
It's okay for spoilers at this point, right?
I'm not giving away too much. So much for death. So death.
Yeah, like you know. No, everybody, people
yeah.
If you didn't go into that movie expecting people to die, you're dumb.
That's true. No, but I mean, just in general, though. I mean...
I don't know. Some people still haven't seen it.
Who hasn't seen it?
Darlene hasn't seen it.
Well,
Killian and Andy haven't seen it.
That's true.
They Baca haven't. Hasn't
but they're,
seen it.
They're this, I don't think they're going to see it for at least another year.
They want to really bad.
Do they really?
And they're like both like we want to know what happened. They're going the opposite way. So they're like, oh shit,
oh, they're starting with the catchphrase
really
and working their way back.
So they're going. They watched Thor Ragnarok. Hands down, the best Marvel movie to date.
Yeah, agreed.
Even past Infinity War. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, agreed.
And Korg and Meeker are alive.
Yeah. Well, pretty sure. Didn't he say that it's too much for... It's a spoiler?
It's too spoilerly.
Which means they're alive.
They're alive. But yeah, so they're going and trying to watch the ones. I've tried to give them keynotes on ones that are like pretty important to watch, to kind of know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, be careful when jumping around too much, you know, like,
yeah,
you'll get confused.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
So they just watched Winter Soldier and they've watched Age of Ultron.
I feel. Yeah.
And I told them after that, they should watch Civil War because those two go pretty well into Civil War.
Yeah. And you can watch the Guardians whenever.
Yeah, well, Guardians, they've seen Guardians of the Galaxy. They've seen Guardians of the Galaxy 2. They've seen, what have they seen already? They saw the Thor movies. They've seen all three Thor movies. The first Captain, Winter Soldier.
So they haven't seen Ant-Man.
They haven't seen Ant-Man yet.
They haven't seen
Spider-Man.
They saw Doctor Strange.
Spider-Man?
I don't think that's necessary to see.
It's part of it, though.
I don't think that's necessary.
It's part of it, but it's not necessary for, like, the main story.
I don't think it's necessarily from any bit of it. I haven't seen the new Spider-Man, and I've watched all of the other Marvel movies, and it all makes sense to me.
Well,
Spider-Man gets introduced in Civil War, you're fine.
Yeah,
but there's...
We know who Spider-Man is.
No, but there is a lot of story having to do with the Avengers in Spider-Man Homecoming.
I will throw this mouse right at your dome.
There is some important stuff in there. There's,
I know,
there's
I
a whole
see.
Establishing the whole... the way that Tony is with Spider-Man. And it actually makes that scene very important.
Yeah, but I mean...
More important, I would say.
It makes it
it's
more
not,
important.
It's not
But seeing
necessary.
It from the previous movie, like, you
yeah.
still know what, like, why. Like,
yeah.
what's going on.
I just
but
know that Tony
it's,
and
it's in
Peter
the same way that you don't
really
need
close.
To see the Guardians of the Galaxy to really understand any of that stuff. You don't. 100%. They explain everything that you need
War?
To know. Yeah, you 100%. The only thing you need to know, they show you. They straight up show you that. So,
I don't know. For Infinity War, I would definitely suggest watching at least the first Guardians.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm suggesting that you watch Spider-Man because it's it adds to it. It's not necessary.
Howard the Duck is alive, by the way.
Yeah,
he's one of the confirmed alive people. I was like, are you serious?
Everyone was so concerned about that.
The problem with that whole...
that whole list was like a bunch of people that just didn't give any bit of shits about
right?
it whatsoever.
Like,
except for Korg and Meek.
I got to the end of that and I was just like, what about Pepper? Like, that's...
Too spoilery.
Yeah.
They said that.
Gonna have something to do with the next
one. No, they didn't. He didn't say that at all. There was no mention.
No, it was too spoilerly. The list I saw said too spoilerly.
The list that I saw, which was his actual text, did not mention Pepper at all. Didn't mention anybody important except for... There was one person.
Cork and Meek?
No.
Because it's too spoilery.
Cork and Meek are the most
no,
important
it is.
Ones. I tell you right now. The next Avengers movie.
Just them two.
They're going to beat Thanos. That's how they win. Cork and Meek.
Okay.
Mostly because those are my two favorite characters
all right.
of all time.
You're locking it down right now. That's
Cork and Meek.
That's
win.
Your
yeah.
prediction.
Yeah. Cork yeah. and Meek come back and beat Thanos. Yeah.
Okay.
With the revolution.
With the revolution.
The big ship. I don't know. They're probably more likely to land on the planet. And be like, we got a big ship. You want to go and lead Thanos somewhere else?
Right.
I guess you know. Spoiler. Warnings ahead, just because I have a good question for you guys. What yeah. planet do you think Thanos is on?
At the end?
Yeah.
That's a good question, actually.
Do you want to know my assumption?
What's
I think
assumption?
It's Gamora's home planet.
Hmm.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
Because he probably have like the strongest ties to like meeting her and everything.
Well, yeah,
there.
He'd go back there because
yeah.
of all that stuff that happened with her. And he talks about it.
Yeah.
How it's a proverbial paradise.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see it, it's a pretty nice place. Pretty paradisey. Like, I'd be happy.
I didn't even think about that. Initially, when I was watching the movie, like, where is he at?
Yeah.
I think he's on Gamora's home.
But when I was watching it last time with you, I was like, that don't look like it'd be Earth exactly.
That's definitely not Earth.
So, yeah. I think you're right.
It is Gamora's home planet. First off, he's super proud of it. It was one of his first experiments on the killing half the population to see if it makes it better. Yeah. And it did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes to the cradle of where everything started after the click.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't have been funny, though, if he also died.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I thought it would have been great. I thought it would have been fantastic.
Like, one of the half.
One of the half. And he would have been able to control it. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Well, he got his goal. Yep. Now we just need to figure out a way to reverse this.
Got all these stones right here. Just gather them up.
Yeah.
Your week?
My week. Nothing I can really think of. Other than I have been watching a lot of old Marvel movies also. I started with Iron Man, which was good. I really liked Iron Man when I first saw it.
I like when he tries to learn how to fly the first time.
Right? Yeah. The very first one where, like, straight into the wall. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. So, Iron Man 2. I remember not really liking it a whole lot. You know, not that it was a bad movie, but just...
I think that's my favorite Iron Man.
Yeah. But going back and watching it, I like it a lot more now. And I think what I've been pointing it down to is that it's the supporting cast in there is just amazing. They do a really great job. Because, like, honestly, the story is kind of... Eh. Like, when it comes down to it, I mean... Another guy builds a robot, right? So, to try to take down Tony.
I like seeing Whiplash and shit.
Yeah.
And all that was really cool to me.
Oh, no, it was cool.
Tony's, like, little suitcase.
Yeah, no, that one was really cool.
And the reason why he got fucked up, because it was just the suitcase suit. It was, like, for just emergency uses and not nearly as strong.
Yeah, and so... I don't know. It's a good movie. I just liked it a lot better this time around, I guess. But I think also part of it too is that, you know, watching some of those characters grow over time, especially what's her name? Black Widow. Just how much ass she kicks it in that movie. It's so good. Cool. And her whole, like, spy. I don't know why
she doesn't have a movie of her own yet.
She's gonna.
I know, but she should have already. No.
It's funny, though, because I was thinking about it, and I was like, yeah, like, her and Hawkeye, like, I like the way that they introduced them, and they kept them, like, these are people that aren't going to have their own movie. They're just these side characters, supporting characters that are going to kick ass. And Hawkeye didn't end up kicking as much ass as I would have liked him to. But... Black Widow. Man, I don't know, man. Amazing.
Because the one time the one time he doesn't show up, the world goes to shit and half the people die. Right. So, like, seriously. Come on. Like, Hawkeye.
But that's what I mean.
He is worth something.
That's what I mean. I would have liked to see him more in the last movie, more in this movie. Like, I, you know, it's just unfortunate. Yeah. No, I mean, just Scarlett Johansson's whole thing and the way that she. Confounds Tony and, like, totally gets past his whole, you know, genius act thing. Just like, what the heck is going on? But, yeah. And then I watched Thor. Thor's good.
I like Thor.
Yeah.
I like all three Thor movies.
It's a good movie.
Me too.
We'll see. I'm a little worried about the
best one.
By far.
It's my birthday. So I think I'm. Yeah, that's so good.
It's one of the favorite parts of the whole.
I think I'm gonna go watch.
Don't touch anything.
I think I'm gonna watch Captain America next.
The first one.
The first one. Yeah. Because I think technically that is when it came out, right? Captain America came out after Thor. Because there's like
it was Captain America.
I've been kind of going based off
Iron
of
Man. Iron Man 2.
Thor.
Captain America. The First Avenger.
Yeah. Yep. So that's the order that I'm watching it in right now.
Why don't you go and look up the, I know there is, get the list of chronological.
Well, that's, at this point, other than Captain America, that's all chronological. Well, and Hulk is in there, but nobody counts Hulk.
Again, actually, Ragnarok is the best Hulk movie.
In fact, there is a... there was something that I saw somebody from Marvel who was talking about everything, and they totally left out the Hulk from what they were talking about. They just like completely didn't like, and I think at the up to this point, everything else that I'd seen, everybody's been kind of careful to like mention that because it is technically the first one in the whole thing.
Well, Hulk was also the reason why Disney Infinity got canceled.
Yeah.
Somebody screwed that up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're going to order 14 million Hulk figures. These are going to sell.
These are going to sell.
Oh.
I like the Hulk, but they haven't given the Hulk like a really good movie of his own. You know, and it's surprisingly because I love Edward Norton.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a problem with other guy, but like they're just not great movies. Like
no, like the writing for him has never been like very good.
Yeah, they need just they needed to get somebody different. They need to get a different director up in there. And Mark Ruffalo, he's like great. He's my favorite Bruce Banner ever.
Oh yeah, no, he's
so
awesome.
Amazing and funny and just. I mean, you'll never have to think about the Hulk again.
Party time. Hulk party.
It's like accidentally walking into like a 5-year-old's birthday party.
But yeah, that's been pretty much it for me. Just the usual games, Minecraft, a little bit of Overwatch.
Did you hear the excitement?
Oh, I played a little bit of...
Oh, of course you did.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Aquatics is out.
Oh, yeah.
And the cross-platform play with Bedrock Edition across like everything except for PlayStation.
Yeah.
That's pretty dope.
Mm-hmm.
The Bedrock Edition doesn't have enough yet. And I'm a little worried that the Bedrock Edition might overtake the Java.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. But hopefully, like, if that picks up steam because everybody... gets into that so they could play with their friends across the board, that they'll just do all of the updates and get it caught up at least, and then keep them both on par.
That'd be nice. I imagine it has to be hard though to keep up with all the different versions.
Well, I know that they're just trying to take it down to Bedrock. That was like their whole thing was to make it easier for them to be able to help the community and make all these updates kind of with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
to switch it to Bedrock. That was like their whole thing.
But here's the problem is that Mojang went in with the intention of let's put this game on everything we possibly can. Like that's the reason why it was built in Java. Clearly Microsoft doesn't want to build a game in Java. I mean, it's one of their competitors, Oracle. They want to build it in their own stuff. Like that's just how they're going to want to do it. It doesn't matter. Like,
I think
if you
have the version, if you have the Java version, though, you can go to Bedrock.
Yeah,
for free,
yeah, you can download it for free. But it's missing a lot of features.
Well, yeah. Well, it's just not nearly up on it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be okay with, and plus, I don't know. There's a lot of things about it that I've heard that who knows what's going to happen in the future. But I don't know. So I can't really blame Microsoft for wanting to do this. It's just kind of disappointing because I think this is what everybody was worried about when they took over Mojang. So what are you going to do? That's just how it goes.
We'll see. I mean, as long as the Bedrock gets up there, it wouldn't be, I don't think, any bit of a problem for me to switch.
But with a Bedrock version, can you have your own servers? Like... the way that people do it now?
That's what I don't know.
I think that's one of the limitations currently. So, I don't know.
I see Java version continuing for quite a while, though. I don't see
it definitely will. It's not going away anytime soon.
Yeah.
But it kind of sounds like this is also the very beginning of the of the end.
Yeah, this is just the start of the push to bring Bedrock more.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay with it.
Yeah,
as long as you keep updating them, and I understand it makes it easier to update one, and it goes to everything instead of having the PS version.
Yeah.
Xbox version that you're constantly having to update, and all of them are different, so it's all freaking messed up.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Yep.
How about your week?
What did I do? Darlene and I went and saw Boys to Men last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was fun.
Wow.
It was nice because they didn't have like any opening acts, so it was like
Just boys.
Just them. So it was like an hour and a half.
Is that at the casino?
How does that song go?
Figured. Of course it's at the casino.
So there was like interesting casino people. And then there was like the interesting people. They got super dressed up to go to this Boyz II Men concert. So that was fun.
That's where all old bands go to die. Casinos.
Yeah, because they've been like playing out for like 27 years.
Yeah, they all play the casino market. Like Def Leppard and all of those guys.
Oh yeah, no, like, I don't think it's a place where they necessarily go to die as much as it's just an easy casino route, you know? Like that's what you do. That's where you can continue making money when it's not like you're pulling in like a shit ton of people because you're no longer like the focus of the 20 somethings. You know?
It's a nice medium sized venue.
Yeah.
It's that crawl. I don't know.
I don't know. It's cool. Like
slow crawl to death. The casino trail.
I don't know. Because the thing is that I've heard a lot of people talk about doing the casino route. Yeah. It seems like a lot of artists have fun doing it, you know, because they get like that starts to become a point where you're communicating just with your like really, really good fans, you know, like it becomes a thing
where
small
shows are always better.
Yeah. It becomes a thing where it goes from the mass majority of people who are like, they know you're one hit and want to play that versus, you know, half of the audience who knows all of your songs and wants you to play the really rare ones, you know? So, I don't know. It's an interesting progression of life for the music biz.
They sound exactly the same.
Awesome. Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Wow. I like Boyz II Men.
I can't remember any lyrics from that song. Is it Not Too Hard? Were they not too soft?
Motown Philly.
Yeah.
That's what they opened with.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a good song.
So that was fun. He played some Minecraft. That's pretty much it. Been watching American Horror Story still. I finished Hotel, watching Roanoke. It's an interesting season.
Roanoke's weird. The newest one's really weird. Election.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's weird. It deals with the election. Which I was already tired of, and then you made a show on it. And I'm sitting here like, oh god damn it.
But I was just like, oh, Cuba Gooding Jr. That's weird. Go with
that
it.
That's weird.
But a ton of work. Well, fun stuff.
Yeah.
I got my back window to my car got smashed.
Oh, that's right. You gotta talk about that.
Yeah. It was just an accident.
What happens with the bees are attacking. You got to get out.
The bees' knees. They have apparently some really hard knees. No, I don't know what happened. And I was letting Andy borrow my car because I'm a nice guy like that.
Nice.
And she was sitting. Yeah, she was at work, and apparently, I don't know, she didn't even notice until she got back home and was like on her way to pick us up from work.
Mm-hmm.
And she saw it was all broken. So it had to have been like either some kids in the neighborhood, a baseball, complete accident. But she had like all breaking down when I saw her. And I was like, what? What the heck's going on? And I saw the window. She's like, I don't know what happened. It's like, dude, it's an accident. It's okay. It's just a window. The car's running. We're good.
Yeah, that's the important part.
Yeah.
We'll worry about the window when the time comes.
I mean, push comes to shove. How many cars around here have you seen with taped up back windows?
It's a ton.
Yeah, like, yeah. Exactly. Guys, you'll just fit in.
Shit happens, and I'll get it fixed here soon. They, you know, Killian and Andy are both like, we'll help you get it paid for.
That's fix. Cool.
So I just want to try and find like the best deal I can.
Yeah. Might be able, like, if you know anybody or have the experience to like change it out yourself, go to like one of those U-Pull places and find one.
Oh, actually.
And that'd be pretty cheap.
If we can just get the pieces, I don't think it'd be too bad.
Mm-hmm.
We need to buy like the sealant and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's a lot of fun. I don't know. It's a blast to deal with the broken window.
You take the scenic route everywhere?
Actually, I've gone on the freeway a couple times. It's not too bad.
Yeah.
I did put like tape. Because it's not like completely smashed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still there. So I just put tape along the glass in a nice X pattern. over
hold it.
Hold
it down.
Yeah.
Yeah, just kind of hold it together. It does a pretty good job of holding itself together.
I figured it'd probably be okay as long as, like, you weren't, like, rolling down all the windows, getting all that pressure.
Yeah. Push it out.
Yep, exactly.
That and speed bumps.
Yeah, because, I mean,
I go really slow over a good speed bump.
But, yeah, all you need is hit a speed bump and just... Yeah. It's like, oh.
Go too fast. It's already happened a few times where I've got over a speed bump a little too fast because I didn't see the bump.
And yeah.
I
hear
it. It's still there for now. If it does fall out, we'll go just go get some plastic for now.
Yeah.
I want to make sure I find like the best deal I can for them. They're willing to pay for it. Oh, yeah. So I want to make sure that I can find something as cheap as I can.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's fun.
Fun weeks. Fun weeks.
Yep.
News?
News. Let's do the news.
No news is good news.
Unless you're in the news business.
Yeah, that's true. Then you start talking about weird random shit.
Actually,
like we do.
There's quite a bit of news that I have.
See, I got Sony ends production of physical Vita games.
Except for in Japan.
I heard about that.
Well, Japan gets everything. That's their market.
Yeah. I just saw that part of it. Except for Japan gets theirs. It's like, oh, you...
Probably because, they...
They actually buy them.
Still consistently buying them.
Yeah.
So if you have a Vita here, sorry.
They're still selling the
PlayStation Store.
Yeah, through the store and the digital copies of stuff, right?
Which is not bad.
Yeah.
I mostly have digital games now.
Yeah.
Most of my games are digital. Digital future.
Well, I mean, my Steam has like 55 games on it. I don't have a single physical copy of those. My Wii U, I still have physical copies for. A PS3. And when I get a PS4, soon.
My Switch is the one that I have the least amount of physical games for, so...
We have physical games for the Switch, but they're all of the, like, Nicholas games.
Mm-hmm.
Just because those are like harder to come by, so it's nice to have them.
Yeah.
And they usually come with like keychains or soundtracks and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Bonus.
I have No Man's Sky news. Getting full multiplayer.
Ooh.
Cross-platform
multiplayer.
Wait, do we all have that?
I own it.
Yeah.
I have
but me and you have it for the PCs.
Yeah. But it doesn't matter. It's cross-platform. Is it
for Sony though?
Yeah,
I don't know that part.
Well, I might because Adrian wants to pick it up for the Xbox.
Oh,
and he's like, oh, so I'll go halfers for you to get it on PC, and then we can play together. Like, all right,
Do
that.
Yeah,
yeah, I am pretty excited about that. No Man's Sky to me, I liked it when it came out. We talked about it last week. I thought it was a great freaking game, and it's just slowly gotten what it should have been.
Yeah.
Over time. And now it's getting full multiplayer.
That's cool.
In July. It'll be out in July 24th.
1 month. One month and 2 months. 2 months away. Yeah. 24th. I didn't hear the 24th. Like, I heard it. It came into my ear. I did not process that at all. It was, like, in the back of the memory.
But fairly soon. So that's good news to me.
Yeah, that's really cool. We're going to have to get on some of that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we could do that all here too. Hey. Oh, I don't know if my laptop can.
So we are thinking.
You might have to bring your computer.
Just for our beautiful listeners, we are thinking about doing some Let's Play.
Yeah.
Where you get to listen to us and watch us play.
Yep.
Minecraft will be the first one.
And then when Borderlands comes out, we can do that.
Oh yeah.
All day, every day. Although it's been delayed, did you hear? Till 2020. We don't know if it was actually Borderlands 3, but it was whatever Gearbox was working on has been delayed till 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's okay. We could just play through all the other Borderlands.
That's what you got.
Preparation H. Fortnite's going to be coming to Android devices this summer. For all of you who have been waiting for that. I know there's a lot of people who have been waiting for that. Not me. Fortnite looks interesting, honestly.
Like, Adrian has a lot of fun playing it, and it's different enough from PUBG that it's whatever.
I like it more than PUBG just on principle.
But, like, he's played the PUBG mobile, and he's like, I don't, like, it's not the same.
Yeah.
Because it's like clearly a bunch of children playing.
Oh, yeah, no, totally.
And he was like, the first round he played on the phone, he got a chicken dinner. And playing it like on the console, I was like, I've never gotten it. Mm-hmm. Even with a team of people, like we've never gotten it. So mm-hmm. it's clearly something going on.
Mm. Well, I mean, but I don't think that the developers mind that because it appeals to so many kids, like yeah. these games. Like
Fortnite's cool. What I like about Fortnite is like the living aspect of the game.
Yeah.
It's got comets coming and hitting stuff. It's always changing.
Yep. Yeah.
Like that to me is cool.
But yeah.
That's,
no.
That's about all it's and got going for it.
Even like the costumes and stuff they have for it are pretty cool. Even though I think the price point for them is usually a bit steep.
Mm-hmm. This one.
And that mode seemed fun. It was like capture the flag kind of.
Hmm.
I thought it would be cool to do a cool capture the flag game. Like a big, like real life capture the flag game.
I get nervous. I panic. Don't touch me. Then I just stop.
Running. I haven't done that.
You just
since
do the
like,
protecting of the of the true. Person running with the flag.
Yeah. I haven't done that in a long time.
Me either.
Like, seriously, elementary school. I think. Yeah.
Do it with like paintball guns. That'd Our own like real FPS.
Her own real
and I think
FPS.
The new Call of Duty is going to have a mode that is similar to Fortnite.
Yeah, they said something about a Battle Royale mode. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
No single player campaign on that?
Well, isn't that like how
I've heard.
Destiny kind of is? It's technically not a single player campaign.
Destiny has a single player shit going on.
I thought you were still playing like online with people. Must like be. You could do it by yourself, but
there's still people playing. But like when you go to do the story missions, like you're mostly by yourself unless there happens to be somebody doing that same story mission.
Mm-hmm.
Like at the beginning, like when I first started playing Destiny or Destiny 2 when the game first came out and I got it and I was playing it. Yeah, I was going through some of those missions and you definitely encounter people in the story, but
I was wondering if maybe it's something like that where it's technically not necessarily a single player, like if well, other people are doing it also they're going to be there, but
yeah, I kind of from what I've been reading seems like that might be more what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a Destiny type thing over a typical Call of Duty type thing, although it will still have zombies.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
So we got Mega Man Legacy Collection and Mega Man Legacy Collection 2 coming to Switch May 22nd.
Oh boy.
I think that's really it. Those are just some releases for Nintendo, such as Hyrule Warriors also, but yeah,
that
if you're a big Mega Man, yeah, this week,
yeah.
But yeah, I was just really excited that all the Mega Mans are coming.
Try to pump out as much money out of that game as they can, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to get it.
I like it for the 3DS. It's really good.
Yeah, that's fun for the 3DS.
I like to be able to switch between like four heroes.
Mm-hmm. That's all I really got.
So Microsoft announced a new controller for gamers with disabilities.
I saw that. It looks nice.
Yeah, it's actually really interesting. It's probably about the size of a keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
And it has like plugs that you can put in for different buttons and stuff like that. And it's, you know, for people with numerous disabilities and help them be able to play games again. I think that's freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Yep.
It looks crazy.
Huh. That's cool.
Let's see. Yeah, and then they have like different attachments that you can plug into it.
Hmm. Oh, I've seen things like that. That's interesting. Adaptive controller.
Cool. It's something. Apparently, you can even start making your own because the plugins are very universal.
Yeah.
And you can really figure out something that works for you if you're having a hard time with any bit of it.
Yeah, I've heard of things like that. So that seems
pretty
to be
cool.
The idea behind it, which is, yeah, it's really cool. Cool stuff. I'm trying to go through and see if there's any other news.
That was my last thing. Yeah, that was my last one. There wasn't a whole lot. The pre-three news isn't very much.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Rage 2 was announced officially.
The trailer looks good.
And it looks pretty cool.
It does.
It makes me want to play Rage again.
Probably end up picking it up.
I probably will too. And here pretty soon I'll be getting my hands on a PS4.
Nice.
And I'll be able to play God of War.
Oh, yeah. We've been playing a bit more of that.
I've been playing with Baka insanely fucking hard. We're fighting some of the Valkyries.
That's where we got this morning. We fought the first one.
Yeah, we've got two left.
Nice.
I think by now he's probably already gotten them because he's a bastard and plays without me. But we were fighting the last two. Those guys are not easy.
Yeah.
Those are some tough people to fight.
Yeah. This morning we actually did we're fighting Thor's sons. And I was like, oh, that's a pretty cool fight. And I was like, no, the fight with the Valkyrie was better.
The Valkyries are really cool.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Yeah, but I gotta get this game.
They did a really good job, man. They kept it God of War, but have completely changed the game.
Yeah.
It still feels God of War-y, especially
with
blades.
Yep.
So what do you think is happening with his son? Because he's got the germs.
Actually...
Or did you get far enough to where you already know?
Bit more of what's going on.
Oh, okay. Well, then don't tell me.
Wasn't anything I didn't think it was. He's half God.
Yeah.
He's half Kratos.
He's half Kratos.
So they explain why he's coughing up blood?
Kind of.
Okay.
There's still a lot that I haven't seen yet. So like, a lot of it is bits and pieces to me. But I did see more on that.
Okay.
Wow.
Do that when I get home.
Did you guys get the blade
cough yet? Up some blood?
Yeah.
Did you guys get your new weapons?
No, we still have the axe right now.
Okay. Because that is the most intense part, and that will answer a lot of your questions.
Okay. So we'll definitely do that when I get home.
It's awesome. I was freaking out, but I was going through it a lot.
And we literally just finished the fight with the first Valkyrie.
So. Cool.
Get the game.
Get the game.
It's when you start going you got to go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
And before you go to hell, you'll have to do something.
Okay.
Because your ex won't work in hell.
Makes sense. Also play more Ni No Kuni.
I really need to play more of that. I have that loaded up. I was actually thinking about it last night too. And then
I loaded up my old file for Ni No Kuni.
For the first one?
First one.
So good.
I still have love to beat the second that one, first so. Game.
Yeah.
I love that first game so much. It's so endearing and so Studio Ghibli.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I honestly can't think of anything that I didn't like about the first one.
I loved every character. All the random characters you get introduced to.
All the little monsters.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're adorable.
Adorbs. Yeah. I gotta play more of it for sure.
Drippy.
It's really good.
Yeah. He's a lantern on his nose.
Oh.
So great. Those games are just great.
Yeah. You gotta check out the new one.
Yeah, I should. I should. I should buy it.
It's really good
for the PC.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
There's a few things I want to get, though. First, I gotta pay all my bills.
Right.
That's
priority one.
Mission number one. Second mission is
that's how you know getting you're doing a PS4. Adulting, right?
Second mission is getting a PS4 so I can play. So I can.
I think you should get a Switch first.
Oh. Sorry. I need God of War.
No, I would agree with getting a PS4.
I need God of War. I need God of War, and then The Last of Us Last of Us 2 is coming out. Go fuck yourself, dude. Sorry. I'll get a Switch.
There's good stuff for the eventually. Switch, but it can wait.
I'll get a Switch eventually, but I need me a PS4.
No, I think anything can wait.
And if you need something, that's an adult responsibility that only an adult of my maturity can deal with.
Oh, yeah, it's completely up to you. Whatever you feel like. It's what your focus is on. I mean,
to me, here's why, and I'll give you a good reason. Sony, to me, is really pushing forward on this single-player experience. Yeah. And that's the gamer I am. I am a single player gamer. Yeah, I like my multiplayer games a little bit, but I like my single player games. I like a game with a good story. My favorite game on the PS3 is The Last of Us because the story was so amazing. I played that game like 8 times just through the game so I could watch the story again. I see the same thing happening with God of War. It's one of those ones where I can see myself. It's definitely longer. It's definitely a longer game. Definitely more open. But I could see myself trying to like rush through it to get the story again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited for The Last of Us 2. Does the Switch have The Last of Us 2?
No.
It doesn't. Does it have God of War?
No.
Oh, okay.
But
so
it has Mario, which was
okay.
One of the best games I've ever played.
I'm sure it was
ever.
I'm sure it was a blast.
Yeah.
It was good, but I don't know if I would say
I'm
that.
Sure.
No,
it was a blast.
I totally would. That and
don't
and
get
Breath
me wrong.
Of the Wild.
I have Breath of the Wild.
Those two games.
I have Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, but there's something really nice about being able to play these games wherever you are. And honestly, that's really
look,
what the
no,
real appeal
you
of
don't
it
have to
is
try and sell
what boils
me
down
Switch.
To.
I want a Switch.
I'm not trying to sell you
but
the Switch.
I need
I'm just telling you. Why I personally have picked a Switch over a PS4.
I have never taken our Switch anywhere.
Oh, I take it everywhere. And I play it, like, all the time. wherever I am, if I remember that, oh, hey, I can play something real quick, you know, whether it's the pinball thing or
did
currently.
You see that they're going to be doing a, what'd they call it? Anyways, it's a Wii Sport thing.
Oh, I think I remember hearing about that.
For the Switch.
That'd be cool. Because those are always fun.
Those were always fun.
Oh, games. Yeah, no.
I thought it was cool. I was like, hey.
Yeah, no, that's a great game to pop in and play with some peeps every now and then. Never really played it on my own, but still.
See, that's where I like Nintendo when it comes to multiplayer type stuff. And I'll always give it to Nintendo because they're all about like your real life friends.
Yeah,
like
getting people together in one
sitting
room
in a
playing.
Room and playing a game together. And I love that aspect of multiplayer games. I'm not a big online competitive person anymore, though. I got way too into Call of Duty 2, Black Ops
See,
2.
And that's why I really like Splatoon. Because I don't feel
fun.
It doesn't need to be so competitive, you know?
It's, how's 2?
I mean, it's a good level.
Did you get
it's really fun.
One?
Oh, yeah.
You got
yeah, I haven't played it in a while. I need to. They're doing the Ninja Turtles recently. Oh,
I loved the first one. I went hard. I painted hard on that game.
No,
you guys
just,
know. You guys were all mad at me because I like got it after you guys and was ahead of you.
here's the reason why I have gravitated towards getting Nintendo consoles recently. Before I considered the other ones. Because if I had the money, I would just straight up buy them all, honestly. But that not being the case, when it comes to Nintendo games, I can continually play them over and over and over again throughout the year. I don't find myself, and this is just personally, I don't find myself getting bored. Like Mario, I can keep going back to. Zelda, I keep going back to. Mario Kart, duh. Smash Brothers, duh. Like, it's a never-ending experience. I know that even though I'm going to have to plop
that's
down $50 to $60 for these stupid games because the prices never come down.
That's the exact reason I will never sell. If I go to get a Switch, I'm not going to trade in my Wii U to get a Switch.
Oh, yeah, no.
Because there's games I have on the Wii U that I don't want to get rid of.
Yeah, exactly. And it still has
Xeno Chronicles X.
Wii, plays all the Wii games.
I
so.
Love Xeno Chronicles X. That game was amazing.
I think if I would have had a GameCube, I wouldn't have gotten rid of it.
I still have my GameCube.
Yeah, that's the only thing that made it so that I got rid of the Wii. Because it was like all my Wii games, they work on the Wii U, so.
Yeah.
But yeah,
that's
I'm not
the reason
rid of
why
the Wii
I. bought a bunch of Wii games because I was like, oh, I'll be able to play these when the Wii U comes out.
Yep.
Just buy these now because I was still at GameStop then.
I don't know. I like the Wii U. I thought the Wii U was a very underrated system.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, totally. You guys should listen to the podcast I did with Jason, the Wii U retrospective. You know, we kind of dived into like why it wasn't.
I started watching a video last night.
And how it was a really good console and how there's some really good games on there.
I started watching a video last night and it was why Fallout 3 was a good game, right?
Yeah.
Why it was better than the last Fallout games, New Vegas and...
Oh, why it was better?
Why it was better than New Vegas and 4. And I was like, well, let's hear this guy's opinion on why this is the case. I started watching it. It was all pretty interesting. Yeah, some pretty good valid points. And then I like, how long is this video? And I looked at it. It's just 2 hours long.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, okay, yeah, yeah. What he's already said, I agreed with. And it was like the level of choice, because people are like, your level of choice in 3 isn't that much. But there's quite a bit of choice in 3.
Yeah.
I like 3. Between 3 and New Vegas, those two are... New Vegas I put above just because I like the faction system that they did.
Yeah.
But I put 4. Like, 4 right currently, besides game mechanics, is at like the bottom of the list of Fallout games.
Yeah.
Even past the Fallout 1s and 2 and... and the 2 that no one else will talk about, which is Tactics and Champions, which was like Diablo-ish. No one talks about those two. They're not that great.
I love Tactics
is one of my favorite ones because I like the RTS tactic strategy game. It felt like an RTS but very more limited, where each one of my little soldiers was very important. That's why I liked Tactics. But as far as a Fallout story, it didn't really have much of a Fallout story.
Yeah.
Hugely. But 4 was terrible. Besides your game mechanics and the cool shit you did, game mechanics wise.
Yeah, the story was meh.
Yeah, and that's like there was zero choice in 4.
Yeah, they all ended up in the same place.
They all ended up in the same place. Even the very first mission, like, you can't say no to. You can't say no to helping the Minutemen.
Yeah.
But you can say no, it's an option.
But
if you select it, you still have to do the mission.
Mm-hmm.
And then Preston on your ass the whole game.
I've got settlements to save. Fuck yourself. Go save them then, you dick.
Do something
for
yourself.
I got a son to find. And you forget that most of the time. But like, that's why you forget that. Because you got an asshole saying that you got settlements to free.
Yeah, no, I don't even remember a little bit of the main story that I did play through. Of what I played of 4.
Yeah, I know, because you forget very quickly that you have to go find your boy.
Yeah, pretty much.
To be fair, for every playthrough of any Fallout game, I have forgotten the main story very quickly and just wandered off.
But I think 3 did that very well, because you didn't have any idea of where to go. You go through that whole stuff in the beginning of being in the vault and growing up. And then you're outside the vault. It kind of gives you leads, like there's more color, like towards Megaton.
Mm-hmm.
But the other way is pretty like desolate and barren. It's just, you're just in the middle of the map.
Yeah.
You can literally go any direction you want. Do you want to blow up Megaton? Do you not want to blow up Megaton?
It's interesting because I feel like for Skyrim, I don't know if it was the same way for Oblivion. For Skyrim, at least, so I remember... always having, you know, the main story in mind, the goal in mind, and thinking, oh, I need to get back
hard.
To it. I need to get back
it was
to
hard it. not to remember that one.
Yeah.
Because of all the dragons flying around. You're like, all right, exactly. That's right, I'm dragonborn.
Yeah. Like, they did a really good job of, like, refocusing your attention on that, giving you that reminder, which is cool.
But I think Elder Scrolls and those general are just
I think for open world games like that, it's really hard to get you to say to stay on to the main story. And you know, part of the whole thing is the freedom of not having to, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But
I think they took that freedom a little too far with Fallout 4.
Mm-hmm.
They took that like freedom of choice thing a little too far, where it just seemed like nothing meant anything then.
Yeah. I get what you mean.
Was some cool, like, little side quests. One of my favorites is you find this little boy in a fridge.
I was just thinking of that one. That was one of the coolest ones, because I was just, like, literally walking along. What's that sound? I'm like, no, it's in here.
Yeah, and you open up a fridge, and there's a little ghoul boy. And you're like, oh, and he talks about his parents, and you're like, oh, they're probably dead. And then you find them, and they're ghouls, too.
Oh, nice.
Well, there's a happy family.
It was not that easy to find them, though.
No.
You have to fight a fuck ton of people. to get there.
But that was a cool mission. Yeah. That was like my favorite mission.
It was one of the most memorable. And the church.
Yeah. 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 That one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's a whole like Lovecraftian little mission.
Yeah, I think you told me about that. I gotta find that. I gotta play that game. I gotta play all of them.
Four was okay. Well, the mechanics of four.
No, I mean,
you're never
gonna
hear me complain about.
Like, I have a lot of fun playing it.
They made every option viable. You want to go You want to go melee? You want to use your guns? You want to use vats? Do you not want to use vats? Like, you had lots of ability there. And then the way they did power armor. Oof.
Oof.
Felt like a tank.
So you feel like they focused too much on that aspect of the game?
They just didn't do a good job with story.
The overall story was not anything memorable that you cared about. Really.
That, and I didn't feel like any of my choices mattered. Whereas in both 3 and 4, I really felt my choices mattered and stuff. When you're in 3, you're doing the survival guide with the chick. And you could choose whether to answer her questions wrong and give her like wrong information or not. And then, you know, New Vegas, you had all of the factions that would like you if you work for them or hate you because you're working with someone else.
Yeah.
Like that all made me feel like I was a part of the world. I mean, yeah, those games all have kind of the similar problem where the main story gets kind of tossed to the side a little bit. Mm-hmm. But as long as you make me feel like I'm a part of the world, I'll want to keep going.
Yeah.
4 did not. That story was so meh. You had the 3 sides you could choose from that all like, lead to the same spot.
None of their story, like each individual faction, their stories weren't that compelling to where you're like, oh, I really side with these people, or like, oh, these guys are really bad, like we need to do something about them. They're just like, yeah, sure, why not?
You go off of what's convenient. For me, it was the railroad because they offered you the ballistic weave, and then at some point I switched to the fucking estate or the institute so that I'm not being attacked by all the synth, so I can go into their base and get all the good stuff that they have. Like, I'm playing it just to advantages now. Like,
yeah.
I'm not really feeling like I'm a part of the people around.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a part of what's going
on. You're gaming the game at that point, so. Yep. That's unfortunate.
So that's why Fallout 4 falls on the bottom of the list to me.
Yep. I remember that was everybody's game of the year, too.
So Adrian had never played any of them, and he was watching me play New Vegas. And I had the power fists, and I was just going, like, walking through the desert, just punching scorpions. And he was like, that's what sold me on the game. I was like, I want to do this. And then when I played the game, I never used them. Like, yeah, that'll happen.
Yep. New Vegas did a good job of making your melee count. Yeah. 3 was terrible with the melee. Don't go melee in 3.
I'll keep that on. I never really go melee, though.
Melee is really fun.
I really like doing that last play of Skyrim that I did with Skijit. I mean, you're just so powerful with your freaking claws right off the bat. I was like, holy cow, this is all I need. I'm going to scratch you to death, bitch. You're dead. Take that, dragon. That was really difficult, though. But cool. Well, shall we wrap it up?
Aren't you playing that one on Expert or Master?
Legendary.
Legendary.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, it was really difficult. Like,
start that stuff off to start.
Oh,
like,
man.
I started and I go, like, level up for a while.
No,
I'm leveling up shit.
No, I am scared to level up. You're making it harder on yourself.
Oh, no, there's many things that I do harder.
Yeah, no.
Because I sit there at the main place and get to, like, level 45 before I do anything.
Yeah, no, that's the thing is I feel like I don't want to level up because every time I do, things get worse. Like, there's just more dragons now, like, constantly everywhere. And I'm just like,
pigeon problem.
Yeah, I can't fast warp anywhere.
I'm stuck currently in my Skyrim game with, like, 3 dragons in 3 different directions.
Yeah, if I fast warp, like, I'm just surrounded. Like, it makes it so that now I do have to actually travel if I want to avoid the most amount of dragons as possible, because at least I can run away.
You're lucky, because I can't. Even just walking in any direction will get me a dragon. Oh, teleporting will instantly get a dragon there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what, like that's why I
have no,
that's why I don't want to be a higher level.
Like, I have no fucking choice but to sit there and fight a dragon and hope that the other one doesn't join.
I have to, right?
Like, oh yeah, fuck this guy.
No, and I took down. I finally tried sneaking. So
I tried everything.
It got to the point where I couldn't get into what's the main place? Winterhold. No, not Winterhold. What's
Whiterun?
Whiterun. Yeah, I couldn't get in. There were just dragons. Just all there was four of them. Just. I was like, oh my god, I can't do this. Like, every time I try to run in there, dragon would land, just block my path, and I'm like, well, I'm screwed. So I sat there, and I took down all four of those stupid-ass dragons, like, one by one. It was ridiculous. Like, at that point, like, I kind of just had to, like, tick them off so that they'd land. And I can get all the NPCs to come up and get the crap out of it. Like, please die soon. Please
should have moved the chicken.
Oh, yeah. On Legendary, you are definitely, like, making sure you use NPCs.
Oh, yeah, no.
And fighting something big, you want to make sure there's a lot of NPCs around you that can fight it.
Right.
Yeah. You get stuck up to the mountain, and it's like one of those, like, dragon posts where there's a dragon wall behind them and a dragon sitting in front, and you're like,
yep.
Hell away.
Yep, exactly.
We'll go around.
I can't do this right now, if ever.
You're cool. Dragon, you just sit there. I'll come back when I'm invisible.
Right. So, yeah, I don't want to level up.
It does make things that much harder, because you don't have the equipment you need to be fighting the level things you have. When a wolf kills you in one hit.
Yeah.
Things are bad.
Yeah. You have to stick it out at the lower levels to get the shit that you need for sure with the higher difficulty.
You need to go back and play some more online.
Right? Oh my god, so bad.
ESO or what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need to do that. Alright, let's wrap this thing up here. Thank you everybody for joining us. It's always a pleasure. Thank you guys for joining me.
Mm-hmm.
See.
It's always a pleasure. And you can catch us at CrossFitGamerBrain.com.
Facebook.com/8bitshow.
Yep.
There you go.
That's it'll be two littles, 505.
For the Tweety Box.
That's TweetyBox.com.
TweetyBox.com.
Right.
You might not want to go there. I don't know what's there.
Please do it. Let
Please
me know.
Do it. And send us a tweet.
Send me a tweet of what's there.
Mine's Frankie1029.
Mine's Zambot with an X.
And yeah. All right, guys.
Catch you next week.
Bye.
See ya. ABC, BB. Mm-hmm.